Welcome back to Real Bearded News. It has been such a long time, and I am so, so glad that we're back. Man, it's been crazy. Crazy end to 2023, crazy end. Just to come back, it's just been insane. But I'm happy that we're back. Obviously, this comeback episode, we have a new office, and that's where we're going to be recording a lot of the podcast, but there's a lot of things that haven't come in yet. And so I wanted to wait to be able to do the video podcast, obviously, and the audio at the same time. However, I feel like it's been too long. You know, we announced a merger with Midas Media a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's just been too long in between. And so I just think it's important to kill it, to let's just do it. Let's just jump in. And even though it's an audio podcast, you know, it's important for me to talk to you guys, and it's been too long. Today's episode is about Monkey Man. It's basically a all right movie. Now, if you like the John Wick movies, I feel like the John Wick movies are fantastic. I love the John Wick movies. I can't pretend like I don't. I love them. I love every single one of them. I don't care that they're getting more ridiculous or they have gotten so ridiculous. Spoiler alert, John Wick 4, allegedly John Wick dies. I don't believe it. But that's where it went, right? And supposedly we're going to see John Wick come back eventually. I can't wait for Ballerina. I really enjoyed the Continental. And so that world I just really enjoyed. Dev Patel is this is his directorial debut. And I think when it comes to that, I think he did well. I feel like it was directed pretty doggone good. However, I do feel as if the editing was a little off for me here and there. And we get backstory, but we don't get a lot of backstory. So Dev Patel not only directed it, but he also wrote the screenplay and he stars in it. And it's produced by him as well, alongside with a lot of other people. But mainly the big name that draws you in is Jordan Peele. And this is probably... Not probably. This is the main reason why I gave this movie a chance, was because Jordan Peele was backing this movie. But overall, I think this wasn't such a large John Wick movie. This and the reason I keep going back to John Wick is because it's literally John Wick in India, and a man from India takes place of John Wick, you know? And so if they would have gone ahead, honestly, and said, a John Wick story, like Monkey Man, a John Wick story, you would 100% believe it just because of the way that everything was meant to be. Now, that being said, there were a couple of things that I noticed that were just bad, like straight up bad. If you guys remember a few years ago, when I think it was Star Wars, not Rise of Skywalker, but the previous installment to that one, there was a part where the throne room, where Rey and Kylo are fighting the Supreme Leader Snoke's guards. And everybody pointed out how they were fighting and then like the stuntman would wait a little bit and then they would attack. We saw a lot of that in this movie, which was sad because there was this big old fight scene and everybody was excited for it because it was a really good, like it set it up really well. However, it just, because of that, I was able to pinpoint that it was just bad. Like you can see a guy waiting to like jump in kind of a thing, just to get his butt whooped and then he falls to the floor. And I don't know if they were reusing the same people, but it was just, I don't know. They could have edited it in a way where we weren't seeing. However, I can see Dev's point of view of like, hey, I want a static shot right here. I don't want to move the camera because I want to show everything that is happening. And I get it, right? Like, it makes sense to do that. I've done that, especially for a fight scene, because you want to show that your actors can fight. You want to show that your stuntmen know the choreography. But it was just not it at that moment. And I feel like that really took away from it. The other part where it's a big like X for me was there was a scene where we understand right off the bat, Dev Patel takes on this character of Bobby, right? And so we see Bobby talking to this lady to try to get a job. And we see her kind of like going through pictures of girls and ordering women like if they were like a commodity kind of a thing. And so we see that. So by default, I think our world is so to the point where we can see that and associate it with trafficking women. And obviously, if you're trafficking women, then there's prostitution involved. We already know that there's drugs involved as well. And so a few scenes later, we get that there's this girl that he's attracted to in some way, but not sexually. There's just like a mutual understanding of a background story there. And she's being essentially, she's a sex worker. Not essentially, she's a sex worker. However, essentially she's being molested by a client. And he gets really upset, right? But whilst we're going through all of that, there's like a whole like sex scene type thing that's happening. And we just, for me, it was just unnecessary to show that. It was unnecessary to show the molestation at its like full swing. There's a part where he ends up being in like the red light district for in India or for that town. And again, it was like, we understand what a red light district is. And so we know that there's sex in there and there's prostitution and there's all types of pleasures all the way around. To me, that just could have been implied and not explicitly shown. I know that we in the industry, we say like, oh, you have to show, not tell. But there's things that you could do to show without explicitly showing. And so for me, that kind of like takes away from it. Now, the amazing things is we have a lot of background story, right? So the main story is Bobby or the Monkey Man trying to avenge the death of his mother. That's the point. So the death of his mother, John Wick, it's the death of his dog, right? About the same in when it comes to like motivation, about the same. It's not the same thing. It doesn't weigh the same. But in this case, it's the same motivation. And so that's the whole point. So he was a kid. There was this guy, murdered his mom, burned down the house, got him burned. And so he's looking for revenge. And he fights for the sake of fighting. He doesn't fight for a purpose. He fights for the sake of fighting. And eventually he starts fighting with a purpose and it's what makes him win, right? And so we go through this whole thing and he gets his revenge eventually. Spoiler alert, he gets his revenge. The way he gets his revenge is pretty cool. So definitely worth watching at least that. We go through it and there's a lot of back and forth between the story that his mom used to tell him when he was a kid. A story of a legend of Hanuman, which is a monkey man. Essentially, hence is why he chooses the monkey to be like his representation. Where Hanuman as a child was really hungry and he thought he was eating a mango, but he ended up eating the sun, which in turn like his punishment was to be like human without his powers and stuff like that, because he's like a demigod type of thing. At least that's how I understood it, that he was like a demigod. And then eventually, like the legend of Hanuman, right, is like he's able to get his powers back and he's loyal to this one king, and it's a pretty cool story. I definitely encourage you to go read it because the legend is awesome. And so one of the comparisons as well was there was a scene of when he's remembering the legend that his mom used to tell him of Hanuman, that he was like being burnt down by, or like shrink to size. It's kind of weird and the way they played it. But there's a point where Bobby is hurt and they kind of like flash in between the legend that we had previously seen, like maybe 20 minutes earlier, to what was happening to him there. And it was like all of these group of people that were actually healing him. But it was so painful to him that it was just a comparison of like what was happening. Which what's cool is like as a child, Hanuman got his powers taken away and then he had to earn them back. And then as a child, Bobby had no powers. And after that healing that he got, it's not that he got powers, but he was empowered to stand up for the right thing. Now, there's a lot of, I mentioned earlier, there was a lot of background story, and I didn't mean it so much as a background as to like why certain things are happening, but there's the villain that we know, right? So there's the villain of Bobby and who he wants to take revenge on. However, there was a bigger character behind that villain. And I think that was a pretty cool thing that they did is how they presented that that villain behind everything and how he was portrayed in the same Hanuman legend. I thought that was pretty cool. And that character, he's a yogi type person, or he is a yogi. And he was backing, like, it's crazy. Like, he was backing some political things. Just to build like a bigger temple for himself kind of a thing. Again, this is what I understood from it. And he was the cause for a lot of destruction. Now, in the background story of everything, and I don't know how true this is to India. This might just be part of the movie, right? Just no fact in it. I couldn't find anything in regards to it. So it might be one of those situations that you just have to be part of the culture to understand. Or to be aware of, but there were a lot of transvestites in the movie, and there were some of our heroes. These transvestites were being displaced from their homes, and I don't care where you sit within that political spectrum or civil rights spectrum. Like, I don't care. Like, that doesn't matter to me. However, I don't agree that just because you don't agree with how someone chooses to live their life, that you go ahead and you purposefully hurt them. Like, that's just not okay. You got to respect other people. You got to respect what their beliefs are, even if they're not your beliefs. That's why it's called respect, right? Obviously, you know, that's not the world we live in. And a lot of people tend to hurt to the point of killing people just because their views are different. And that's just crazy to me. Like, I can't fathom that. But there was this part of the movie that did discuss that. And it's not in the forefront of the movie. It's actually literally in the background. Like, it's background noise of people watching, like, a TV station or a news station, excuse me. And they'll talk about it. And it's just very briefly, and it's very dismissive about it, right? Because it's supposed to be dismissive. It's supposed to be something that it's not there banging you on top of the head. And then when things happen, you're like, oh, okay, that's wild. And it's supposed to make you feel a particular way. And I really enjoy that from the movie. There was another scene that, again, very dismissive. And I say dismissive, not in the sense of like they didn't give it importance, but in the sense that it was just kind of like looked past, and it wasn't focused on. That's what I mean. But when I say dismissive, there was a scene where we just see this, again, it's like a news report style thing. and there's a man beating a woman. And there was another one, and I don't know if the second one, the first one was obviously a woman, but then the second one, I'm not sure if it was a man, or this village, I should say, beating a transvestite. And it was just, it was heartbreaking to see that. What's really cool, though, is like, yeah, we see these scenes of like these men beating the transvestites and the woman. When Bobby gets saved at one point and he's getting healed, it's the community of transvestites that is helping him. But it's not just transvestites that are in that community. There's also like men that for one reason or another are there. They don't really explain that, but there's also women there. And you just have that, and it's a really strong knit community. And it was really cool that that's where Bobby gets empowered from, without a doubt. And the way the main dude, the main transvestite, the leader, kind of like the mayor guy of them, encourages Bobby was pretty badass. And I loved it. It was that whole thing, like that whole journey there was pretty cool. It was a cool training montage, which is something that you don't see often in these like in these type of movies. And I really liked the training montage. It was pretty cool. Especially the way they told the story, like they presented something to you 10 minutes prior of storytelling with music. And then when Dev Patel's character Bobby starts training, they tell it through the same musical story. And it was pretty cool. I thought it was great. And then one of the climaxes is the transvestites, you know, take power back and they decide to fight for what's right, which was pretty cool. And I agree, like they had to fight for their right to live in a very not even good way, but it was just in a decent place. And it was great. It was just awesome to see. Now, is Monkey Man a movie that you should go watch and experience in the movie theaters? I would say don't pay full price for it. $5 Tuesday, great time to go ahead and watch this movie. Is it worth a full $15? Probably not. There were good parts of the movie, and there were parts of the movie where I was just like, can we just get to the next scene type of thing. If you do go, this is definitely not a movie to take your kids to in any sense of the word. There's a lot of sexual content, a lot of drug content. There's no explicit violence up until the end. So if we're by end, I mean the last like 30, 40 minutes of the movie is probably when you're going to have most of it. But if you feel like your kids could handle that type of thing, like the drugs, the sex, and all that other, by all means, I don't recommend it, though, for sure. Not a movie to go watch with your kids. Is it a good date night movie? Honestly, no. I feel like this movie is a very guy movie. I don't think this is a good movie to go watch in a date night. However, that being said, I would say that it is a great opportunity to be educated. So it could be a very educational movie for like a college student type thing. But honestly, watching it in theaters, probably not the best one. I would wait until it comes out on streaming, or you could buy or rent the Blu-ray. That would be my recommendation. Either wait for streaming or Blu-ray it. Definitely, if you really want to go watch it in the movie theaters, $5 Tuesday is probably your best. But my recommendation, ultimately, wait for streaming. Wait for it to come out in streaming or rent it in Redbox. It's one of those two avenues. But that's it, guys. That was Monkey Man. It was such a wild ride. But ultimately, for me, it fell short at the end of it all. So I hope you guys like it. I'm so happy to be back. I can't wait to keep doing these, to be honest with you. I love doing it. I love watching movies. It was a good break to take, being able to to actually sit down and watch a movie and not try to break it down. It took such a long time for me not to be able to do that. And I'm just glad that I'm back. I'm glad that I'm here with you. Real Bearded News is going to keep going for another 10 years. So let's just keep going. And I need you guys to let me know what you're liking from it, what you don't like from it, what you want to see, what you don't want to see, what you want to hear, and what you most absolutely do not want to hear. So see the next time that I see you, and I could tell you what you should be watching and what you should probably avoid. Don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.
This episode of Real Bearded News was brought to you by Midas Media firm. Real Bearded News theme song is Young Blood by The Solarist. You can find their EP Strange Love and all their other albums and EPs on iTunes. Shape the podcast to what you want to see and hear by following us on Instagram and Facebook at Real Bearded News. Follow Sean's TikTok at @ChiefBeard_RBN. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe to. Always stay up to date.